Morning, everybody. We'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and the first order of business is approval of the minutes from Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes from January 24th? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next on our agenda is the calendar for the day for Monday, January 30th, which will be driver's licenses for all, House File 4, Representative Gomez. Any discussion to the calendar for the day?
Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't see Representative Gomez here, so are we, we're not going to have chief authors here when we have a controversial bill?
No, Representative O'Neill, we will not have chief authors here. I did confirm that that has not been the tradition of the Rules Committee. The bill is not actually in our possession or before us, so we are not going to, we wouldn't have any ability to modify the bill in the committee, so we don't have a need for the chief authors. What we're here for is to discuss the calendaring and timeline for the floor.
Okay, well, I was on Rules Committee, and I'm sorry, may I speak again?
Yes, Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was on Rules Committee in the past. In fact, I remember talking to my colleague who's been here almost as long as I have, not quite as long, and he actually remembers being a chief author, having to come and be here to watch our bills. But, you know, nonetheless, you guys are in charge. You can do what you want to do. After this, I do have another concern, since we didn't receive direct rules until, I think, 7 o'clock last night. So when we get that point.
Okay. Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Well, then I will, seeing no further discussion to the calendar for the day, I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. Which would designate January 30th, 2023 for the adoption for the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Calendar for the day is adopted. Next, we will be taking up the Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, the temporary joint rules. The joint rules are the same as they have been since 2009, which is why the green handout that we all have has 2009-2010 as the date on the joint rules. We have simply extended these so they would be designated as temporary, but they would allow for the Senate and the House to operate as needed under these joint rules. And they specify different circumstances that where there might need to be joint meetings or joint decision-making and how that would be completed under the joint rules. So discussion to the joint rules. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the late notice yesterday that we would be taking up the joint rules today, always appreciate a little bit extra time when we have, but given the fact that there's been no changes made to these rules, I do agree with it, and I will be voting yes for approval.
Thank you, Leader Damuth, and I'll just note I did speak to you before putting them on for today to ensure that we were okay with them, and the Senate moved them on the first day of session and has just been waiting for us to get them in place. So this would at least allow, if there was a need for a joint meeting, that we would have that structure in place. Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. The only instance I can remember that's when we vote in joint session is the Regents, is that correct?
That is a common time when we go into joint session. This would also set up a structure for conference committees and other joint meetings if those were necessary.
But as far as voting on the House floor in joint session, that does happen, at least in the Regent meeting.
Correct.
Is there any, my question, Mr. Chair, is there any provision in here for remote voting?
There is not a remote voting provision in the joint rules.
Thank you.
Further discussion to the temporary joint rules. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you. So just again, this, I'm looking at the email right now where the rest of us members who are also active participants in this committee were informed at 7:13 last night that the joint rules would come up with a link to the rules. So I would just ask that we would get a little bit more advance notice, since this isn't a 10:10 meeting in the morning the next day. Our staff, my staff at least, goes home at 4 o'clock because he's here very early. So it would be a courtesy, I think, to the rest of us if it came out a bit earlier so we could digest it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Further discussion to the temporary joint rules? Seeing none, then I will move that SCR 1, the temporary joint rules, be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 is adopted. And that is our business today, members, so we are adjourned.